This is the Titanic quarter in Belfast, and of course named after the famous ship that was built here and set sail across the Atlantic on 1912. And tragically, many people lost their lives, and it's gained so much fame and notoriety over the years, and many people come here from all parts of the world to see where this famous ship was built. Programs, documentaries, books have been written, and movies made as well, all about the Titanic. Built by Harland and Wolff, it was 882 feet long, 175 feet high. It had a gymnasium, it had several baths, restaurants, shops, beautiful crystal chandelier, staircases, first-class passengers, second-class passengers, third-class passengers. It was a state-of-the-art design, complete with watertight compartments, that many people felt that the ship was the safest ship that had ever been built. And one young man was heard to remark, it's since become a famous statement, God himself could not sink this ship. God himself could not sink this ship. It was put together with 3 million rivets. It had 159 furnaces to feed its 29 boilers. 700 tons of coal per day, producing an average of 50,000 horsepower. What a ship, what a testimony to man's ability, man's ingenuity, man's engineering over 100 years ago. God himself could not sink this ship. It was called the unsinkable ship. And you know, man has not really changed all that much over the years. Mankind still believes that he's unmovable, unshakable, unsinkable. We have relegated God to being a God, if there's a God at all, with a small g, and man's got a capital M. We pride ourselves in our own achievements. We're filled with arrogance oftentimes. We promote our own ego or elevate our own self-esteem. And we're living now in a society where we feel that God is irrelevant. God can't touch us anymore. We've passed laws that undermine God's law. We've put God's word to one side. We've forsaken God's Son. We've circumvented the cross. We've put God out of our schools, even out of our churches. He's been wounded in the house of his friends. And man in the 21st century is so filled with pride and so filled with a sense of his own importance. And yet the Bible says the fool has said in his heart there's no God. And even with everything that's gone on in 2020, our society still has not turned to God. We're putting our faith and trust in lesser things, other things. Many are looking to politicians. Many are looking to scientists. Some are looking to Westminster. Some are looking to Brussels. And all across the world, people are looking to man to try to sort out all of our problems. And yet it seems that God is a controversy, even with our nation. The word of God says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And literally rendered, that testifies, the fool has said in his heart, no God for me. I don't need God. I don't have to trust God. I'm strong, I'm secure financially, whatever it might be. Maybe that's you today, and you feel that you're beyond the needs to reach out and trust in God, and you feel that God can't sink. You know, the Bible says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall, because we all know the fate of the Titanic and its maiden voyage. It struck an iceberg and it sunk. Tragedy. Over 1,000 people lost their lives. God himself could not sink this ship. And friend, that is exactly what happened. That unsinkable ship, it sunk. You know, the word of God speaks in the book of Revelation chapter 6 about the great and terrible day of the Lord. And it says, the heaven departed as a scroll when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island removed out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? God is going to sink this world in destruction and despair. Nobody will be able to stand against God. Only those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, they will be with the Lord, with Christ, which is far better. And God will plunge this world into destruction and into despair, no great man will be able to stand, because God is almighty. He's still on the throne. He's a force to be reckoned with, and no man can prevail against God. Why do you fight against God? Why not surrender your life to Him? Someday you'll meet Him. And if you meet Him on the wrong side of Christ, lost forever, sunk in an endless eternity in the lake of fire. Challenging words. May you turn and trust in Christ today. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us.